The Warriors hosting Cleveland for a Friday night matchup at Oracle Arena, and Stephen Curry with a game-high 40 points, helping lead the way as he moved into third on the Warriors' all-time scoring list, passing Paul Arizin in a night fueled by 9 three-pointers. Draymond Green adding a season-high 20 points to the effort with 8 rebounds and 5 assists, while Kevin Durant had a game-high 8 assists to go with 15 points and 5 boards. Klay Thompson adding 11 points to the effort, and Quinn Cook had 14 points off the bench as the Warriors become the 7th franchise in NBA history to win 55 or more games in 5 straight seasons upon beating the Cavs, 120-114 the final.
There are no 6-point plays, and that will do it. So it's all down to the Clipper game.
Jim Barnett is downstairs, and he's had the headset on, listening to all the exciting action in the association tonight. And JB, Warriors had to work for this win, and I give Cleveland a lot of credit. There were many times in this game they could have just checked out and said, we'll see you next year, but they did not.
It's amazing because this is the 5th game on an 8-day road trip, all on the road. They've lost 11 straight on the road. It's been really tough. They're the worst defensive team in the league. They've just been sinking that way, but they've got some good young talent. And Colin Sexton, I was really interested to see. I remember he got 21 against the Warriors first time in Cleveland, but you kind of forgot about him through all the season. He had a terrific second half. He couldn't shoot the ball very well in the first half, but he ended up with 27 points tonight. And he was bringing them back, and they came within it was a one-possession game. And in that fourth quarter, they had to bring back in Durant. They had to bring back in Stephen Curry, and Curry had a magnificent game again.
Yeah, Curry had a magnificent game, a milestone. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you mentioned Sexton, and I want to get to him because he's like dead last in the league in shooting percentage in the paint, Jim. But to me, if I'm Cleveland, I'm okay with that this year because he's learning on the job and because he's really quick. And we've seen with the Warriors' Klay Thompson how much better a player can get at finishing if he applies himself to that skill. So I'm pretty sure if Sexton develops his game in the paint, that quickness is really going to be hard to stop.
Yeah, and he's really improved his three-point shooting. Tim, since March the 8th, so we're talking about a month now, and the rookies, behind Trae Young and Doncic, he's averaged 24 points a game. That's number one. His free throw percentage in that stretch over the last month is over 90%. That's the best. His three-point percentage, second best at 47%. And he's been shooting the ball at 53%. I had all these things, and you read all these things also. So he's shooting more threes now, and he's come along pretty well. And he was 19 when he started the year, and he's now 20. So he's still very, very young. And he reminds me of De'Aaron Fox, but he's a better shooter than De'Aaron Fox in Sacramento.
Yeah, a little bit. I think, Fox obviously is a little farther along than he is at this point. But, yeah, I agree with you on that.
Fox is, they're both fast, but Fox is faster.
Right, Fox is just off the charts.
He really is.
He is, in every sense of the word, a blur. Let's talk about Stephen Curry. I had him as our postgame guest on radio, and I told him, I said, when you pass Chris Mullin and Paul Arizin in the same week, that's a heck of a week.
It sure is. Well, we knew. You and I worked together last night, and I appreciate that. I really enjoyed that. It's a nice little change. But Stephen, watched everything happen in the first quarter, trying to get people involved, and the Warriors were throwing the ball so well. They had 39 first-quarter points against the Lakers, but Stephen didn't score. And all of a sudden, he got left behind. And I told Bob before the game, I said, you watch the first quarter tonight. It's not going to be like he's not going to let that get away from him. And, of course, in that first quarter, he scores 18 points, was 4-4 from three. And he was on his way. And after shooting 1 of 9 last night, he goes 9 of 12 tonight from 3. And you know what? I said during the broadcast, too, it's too bad the Warriors can't play the Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals one more time because Curry had 42 the first time. He got 40 tonight, so he's averaging 41 against them.
Well, Jim, it's interesting tonight. I'm going to leave this game in a moment because I'm going to ask you about the West, but yeah. A question about Quinn Cook, and I just want to bottle up the streak he's on right now and save it for the postseason because if he can knock down shots even close to the way he's knocking them down right now, 5 of 6 again tonight, 4 of 5 beyond the arc, 14 points in 16 minutes, that's going to be a huge plus for Golden State.
His three-point percentage is off the charts over the last couple of weeks. And by the way, he's made 30 of his last 45 shots.
Yeah.
Which is 67%. And a good deal of those are threes. So, that's nice. And the Warriors are going to need a bench. And Jarebko's pretty reliable from three-point range as all. When he comes in there, he's not afraid to take the shot and to make that. So it's good. But the Cleveland Cavaliers came back so hard. Klay Thompson played 10 minutes in the fourth quarter, did not score. Kevin Durant played 8 minutes and came in and hit two or three timely baskets when they needed. And then Curry had to come back in and play the last 7 minutes himself and got the basket, a couple free throws, and they won the game. He sealed it up. But you just don't know what's going to happen. I thought they'd come out tonight just like they did last night, and they came out and had a strong first half. But they lost the second half 65-52. They allowed 65 points from Cleveland, and they got sloppy with the ball. If they don't get sloppy with the ball, Tim, they're going to be okay no matter who they play.
Absolutely. You know, Jim, I'm going to hold the question of the West for another broadcast because with all the games we had tonight, we're running a little short of time. Yeah. So I'm going to leave with this. We'll see you here on Sunday in the final, which I never thought I'd say, the final regular season game at Oracle Arena.
Yeah, that's going to be something. The West, and by the way, the finish in the West is going to be something. I've written down the standings after the games tonight while I was, listening to you and everything. So, the final one, it's all of a sudden here. And then, of course, the playoffs. So it'll be nostalgic for me, certainly, Tim.
I think it's going to be nostalgic for everybody. JB, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tim.
And Sunday night is the regular season home finale with the Warriors taking on the Clippers. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.